You're listening to SBS News.
Angelos Angeli's mother is a non-English-speaking Greek Cypriot refugee living in Melbourne's northwestern suburbs. Since her husband's death 6 years ago, the 82-year-old requires in-home care for a range of conditions, including diabetes and poor eyesight. She was receiving help from Greek-speaking carers, but when none became available, Mr. Angeli says his mother's quality of life deteriorated rapidly.
Well, it instantly made her socially isolated, effectively, unfortunately. Basically, the worker would attend, they couldn't communicate, or the communication was at the very, very limited. It probably made her just socially isolated would be the best way, and lonely. It was really difficult for Mum to communicate and get her needs met, or her wants and her needs met, I should say, especially around attending GP clinics or going to see my dad's gravestone or buying anything from the local shop, because she couldn't communicate what she wanted.
Senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission QC Peter Gray says it's far from an isolated case, because the aged care system struggles to deal with elderly people from diverse backgrounds.
Diversity is a hallmark of humanity. Yet aged care providers and the aged care system as a whole have not always responded to needs that are out of the so-called ordinary. Some needs remain invisible. Barriers of a cultural, linguistic, and experiential nature can all too easily intrude between those providing and those receiving care.
Mary Patetsos, chairwoman of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, told the Commission the ability to communicate is critical in aged care, and interpreter services should be guaranteed as a basic right.
A lack of communication, a lack of capacity to communicate undermines people's wellbeing, it undermines people's right to be understood and to understand, and it also undermines their capacity to control their care plans and their experience in care.
The Commission has received submissions from a range of people from culturally and linguistically different backgrounds, as well as those with a disability who have found aged care an isolating experience. Profoundly deaf 68-year-old Elizabeth Khan says a lack of interpreter funding in the aged care system has left her and others feeling exhausted, broken, neglected and isolated, all because of their disability and age. Malloy, a lesbian aged in her 80s, says her experience at an aged care facility has rekindled the negative feelings of the discrimination she faced when she was younger. Health worker Samantha Edmonds has told the Commission older LGBTQI people have experienced intense discrimination and stigmatisation for a long time.
And every time there's a public debate about the rights of LGBTI people, you know, it then builds in and reinforces that trauma that our elders and older people have faced. So we need to ensure that when they're accessing aged care, whether it's residential care or home care, that it in fact is safe for them to be there, it is safe for them to be out, and they don't have to feel that they have to hide who they are when they access those services.
Other case studies include Heather Brown. She lived in a number of state ward homes from the age of 2 and is terrified of potentially moving into residential care, because it could be just like the institution she grew up in. And then there are the difficulties faced by Vietnam veteran Brian Lynch, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder from his 14 years in the army. According to Mr. Gray, the challenge of meeting the needs of diverse and multicultural people is only going to grow.
This is a cohort of Australians who are now reaching the age of need for aged care in increasing numbers. Designing the system for diversity cannot be regarded as merely an incidental matter. It must be a deliberate design feature.
Royal Commissioner Linnell Briggs is due to hand down her final report in November next year. Gareth Borum, SBS News.